You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
I just want to talk about your new album first, because I imagine it's some great fun making that. The way it was received, I imagine you're really proud of how that one did.
I'm very proud, yeah. I mean, you never know, especially when you're completely independent, how anyone's going to receive an album, really. But it was awesome. It felt so good to have such a good, like, critical and commercial response to the album, and mostly from the fans. You know, we did like a little short run of shows around the album coming out, and everyone knew all the words within a week of it being out. So it felt awesome. It felt so cool.
Yeah, sounds absolutely fantastic to hear, and I've really been enjoying the sound as well. And 2016, it's been a really big year for you, hasn't it, really, Rod?
It's been very busy. yeah, because I planned all the creative for the album as well this year. So from like January 1st, basically, it was into the studio, getting everything mastered, finished, all the video shoots, all the artwork. And then it was the first single in May. And then touring in America, and now back to the UK and Europe and everything. So it's been a bit of a blur.
I can imagine. It sounds like a very busy one indeed. Much busier than anything I've had anyway. But, Rod, I'd have to ask as well, because you've had some fantastic collaborators, you know, Elton John, the Sisters, Alan Cumming, and so on. You know, these are fantastic people to work with. I imagine it was an absolute blast working with them.
It was a real blast, yeah. It was so much fun because they're really brilliant people. They're really interesting. They're really funny, really sharp senses of humour. They're so talented, and they're just really down to earth. It was just so much fun to make music with people that love making music because it makes them happy. That's quite rare, I think. So I had an excellent group of people that just wanted to do something really cool together, and it was just a blast from start to finish.
Yeah, it does sound absolutely fantastic. And of course, you are touring, Rod. You've been touring quite a lot as well, opening for the likes of Elton John, of course. What's it like being out on the road at the moment? Are you enjoying it?
I am, yes. It's a little bit cold, but no, it's really good. It's nice. But one of the nicest sides of doing what I do is getting to go to different cities and see different people and take the songs from the studio into a live setting where, you know, you get to interact with people and you just got to have fun with them, really. It's a lot more rewarding than just being in a studio with, you know, sound dampeners and everything. It's not what music is made for. So this is the part where you actually get to have fun with it.
Yeah, I can imagine there as well. And Rod, you know, everything that you've done, obviously the new album and the tours and everything else, I imagine it's a long, long way from growing up in the village.
Very, very far from that. yeah, I never really thought I'd get to do this, really. I don't suppose many people that grow up in fairly bleak old mining towns really think about doing anything creative for a living. It's so cool to get to do this. I've met such brilliant people on the road, and I get to travel a lot more than I thought I would. So it's so great. I feel so lucky to be able to do this.
And of course, coming to Wardrobe in Leeds as well. I imagine that's a gig you're looking forward to. Have you played much in Yorkshire, Rod?
You know what? I haven't played in Leeds since I was on tour with the Scissor Sisters, and that was 2012.
Ah.
It's been a really long time. It's also my birthday on the day of the show, so I'm very much looking forward to the gig.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic to hear. Have you played the Wardrobe as well? Was that with the Sisters? Was that at Wardrobe?
No, we did the O2 with the Scissor Sisters. So this will be like a really nice, fun, intimate show. I've heard the Wardrobe is great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, always sounds fantastic. You know, the Wardrobe is one of those nice, intimate gigs. I suppose there's nowhere better to play where you're up close and personal to the fans.
Exactly.
Well, Rod, it is absolutely fantastic, and really looking forward to seeing you on Sunday as well, and we'll play some of your tunes coming up as well. Rod, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes.
Thank you for having me. See you soon.